There's a rather splendid early Christian writer called Ignatius of Antioch who suggests that bishops should be like God the Father. And he says a bishop is never more like God the Father than when he is completely silent. I think that's absolutely brilliant. That the job of somebody presiding at a liturgy is simply to be still, to incarnate, to enflesh the silence of God the Father, the fertile, loving and abundant silence out of which the word comes, the silence of the stable. We're not good at silence in our age. We're not good at any sort of silence, least of all at the pregnant and fertile and wonderful silences. We fill our space with words and with music, with muzak, with the kind of endless noise of one sort or another that surrounds us all the time. And it takes a real effort of discipline to mine into interior silence. But it's a discipline I commend to you this Christmas most warmly. Go looking for the silence of the stable. Try to be quiet. Try to be very, very still. When you try to be still, of course, the thing that will happen is that you'll think of 31 things that you've forgotten. So you've got to work through that. And then there's going to be a sort of flickering movie at the back of your mind of scenes and images, in most of which you are the protagonist. And you need to stop that film. And you need to invite God to make a silent space within you, to find the silence of the stable. The silence that Mary and Joseph and Jesus enjoyed in the moments after the birth. The silence that is the pregnant silence of God, out of which he speaks his word, his unutterable and wonderful word of love. And that word spoken in the silence, the word that is his son, the word made flesh, be glory this night, and to the Father and to the Spirit, now and always.